الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم القصاص في القتلى الحر بالحر والعبد بالعبد والأنثى بالأنثى. After the ayat bir, that is all the index of all the good deeds that a person should do, and by doing that he becomes from the abrar. That was just the index in this ayat, and very, very beautiful, and how wonderful our Quran and our deen is has been taught here. Now from here Allah goes into the details of all the actions of good, of bir, and to become from amongst the abrar. The very first command Allah Ta'ala gives is that of qisas. Qisas is that for any harm one person has caused to the other person, that same amount of revenge and punishment will be taken from the perpetrator. If one person killed another person, then his life will be taken in return. One person wounded somebody, broke his tooth or something, then in return the same amount will be done to him also. This is called qisas. And at the end of the ayat, Allah says there is life in hayya, in qisas. That is, if this law of Islam is upheld, the very fabric and the very core of society will be maintained. That is a very stable society, crime-free society, as it is witnessed till today in Afghanistan and in the history of Islam. Wherever this Islamic law was upheld, then there was complete security. So much so that on one occasion when the Taliban had gained control of Afghanistan the first time, a news reporter asked one of them that you people have established Islamic law. What benefit have you seen in Islamic law? So he said, do you want the result practically or do you want it in theory? Verbally must I explain to me? He said, show me practically. He took an attache, a bag filled with US dollars, and he left it at a bus stand. And he said, leave it there like that. And after 3 days they came and they found that nobody touched it. It was just like that, that amount of security. And this is what Islam and Islamic law guarantees. Unfortunately, in the Western world, and our mindset is also a Western mindset, and we feel that Islamic law is draconian, is very, very hard, and is very, very, it is very harmful, etc. That to take a life for a life, etc., a tooth for a tooth, etc., we find it's very hard. But it is only of the necessity of establishing such a law. Executing it will hardly really, the occasion will come. Just the law itself will deter almost everyone from crime. And it will be a crime-free society. Today, with the Western system, the criminals are walking the streets free, while the innocent people have made their own houses into jails. The burglar bars, the security system, they are living in prison while the criminals are walking the road free. Today with the Western system, the criminals on the smallest excuse, and in fact the law is in their favor, and they cause crime as they want to, and they know that we won't have any problem. And in fact, the jail system is also such that many of them commit a crime just to go to jail. That we will get free boarding and lodging. We will stay in jail for so long we don't have to worry of our food or anything. So this is which promotes crime, the Western system. An Islamic system is the system that crime is completely abolished and people can live a free and happy life. So Allah says the very first thing with regard to bring these qualities of bir and to become from amongst the abrar a stable society, and for that is qisas. For that Allah Ta'ala says, Al-Hurru bil-Hur, the free person whose life will be taken by a free person. A slave for a slave, and a woman for a woman. This is that whenever a crime is committed, the murderer, the perpetrator, the criminal, he will be punished and not somebody else in his place. In the days before Islam, it was that if a person of respect and honor in society, he had committed a crime, then they will punish a person like a slave or a person of low standing in society. Islam abolished this completely, that no, the one who is the perpetrator, whether it's an honorable and respectable person in society, his life will be taken. His revenge will be taken from him and not from somebody else. This ayat was revealed on the occasion when two tribes had fought with one another. And in that fighting, many people got killed. Free men also, slaves also, women also. After that, both these tribes accepted Islam. And after accepting Islam, still that people who were killed, the revenge of that had to be taken. And they wanted to take it according to the tribal system, according to their system before Islam. And that was the stronger of the tribe said, we will not be satisfied and we will not settle for anything less than for our slaves that were killed, the free people and honorable people of the other tribe must be killed. For our women that were killed, their men must be killed. So Islam abolished us and said that that cannot be the case. A free person for a free person. You cannot take somebody else's life in return. And a slave for a slave, a woman for a woman. Whoever were the perpetrators, their lives will be taken and there won't be this injustice that if a slave was killed, if a free person of respect and honor was killed, then in return a slave be killed, or a person of low standing in society, his life be taken. Now there will be equality. However, Islam also specified that a life for a life, not in the manner the life was taken. If somebody, for example, burned somebody to death, threw him in a fire, when his life will be taken, then he won't be thrown in a fire. His life will be taken. Not that he'll be thrown in a fire. If somebody drowned somebody in water, then the perpetrator, when found and found guilty, his life will be taken. Not that he will be put in water and drowned in that way. So Islam has established this great system, and it is just a matter of bringing this. But unfortunately, generally the Muslims also, and especially the Muslim political leaders, have all got a Western frame of mind, and we feel that that system is good. The Roman law, the Western law, we feel that is the right system. Whereas that is worse than animalism also. The right system is what Allah has established, and if we bring that, we will find peace, stability in a community. Otherwise, for prevention of crime with all the security systems has reached such a great sophisticated technology level of technology which cannot be imagined. But crime is 100 steps ahead of it. Crime has not become less anywhere in the world. The world is ridden with crime, whether it is ordinary crime, practical crime, or whether even worse crime in the offices, white-collar crime, where people are robbing by just juggling around with some accounts and with some numbers, and huge billions of rand people are being robbed off. And this, the first world countries that are regarded as such, they are guilty of all these crimes. If the Islamic system comes, the world will be rid of this crime. There will be so much of money for everyone as it was in the days of Islam that they did not know where to spend the money. They spent it on animals, on birds, protecting and looking after them. Today, everyone is short of money and nobody has got security. Everyone lives in fear. So much so that now, unfortunately, recently our social gatherings and people come there with so many bodyguards. They are all the time surrounded with bodyguards. And these bodyguards, Indira Gandhi of India, she was shot dead by her own bodyguards. So what are the bodyguards also? Where are they going to protect you? They are the ones who will kill you. For vote in South Africa, in parliament, was killed right in his parliament. He was stabbed to death. So all these things won't bring any relief. It is Islamic law that brings relief. May Allah give us proper understanding, and that we at least we stand for Islam, and that we establish Islam. Not that we also think like in the Western way, and we think the Western law is the right law, and we try and push Islamic law under the carpet. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.